You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Okay. Episode 2 of Season 8 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How's it going?
What's the goddamn point, Barry?
What is the fuck? We're 0-3.
It's been a long time, man, since we've been 0-3.
I don't even...
What does winning feel like? Don't remember.
Couldn't tell you. Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic. RaptorsRepublic.com. Shout out to Sam, Blake, and Zarrar. Everyone on the Raptors Republic squad.
Shout out to them, man.
Doing things.
Doing God's work.
Absolutely.
Covering this disaster team.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money.
There you go, buddy.
Enjoy it. Let's,
Oh, wait. Before we get it. Sorry, this is Drake related.
Yes.
Something I forgot, you know, might be the best thing we talk about this podcast.
Okay.
So, apparently, you know, in what song is it? God's Plan, I think? When Drake says he only loves his bed and his mom. I'm sorry.
Right.
His son's middle name is My Bed. So he was talking about his son.
But I even knew that. That came out.
Buddy, news to me.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was like right after it was released about his him having.
Pusha T did him dirty.
Pusha
T,
right. Yeah. That came out. Yeah.
Wow.
His middle name is My Bed.
Yeah. I just thought he ruined an Adidas deal.
What do you mean?
Because apparently the Adonis is his son's first name.
Yes.
And that was supposed to be the name of his clothing line with Adidas.
Oh.
And then he re-signed with Nike.
Oh, gotcha.
And now we got Nocta.
Right. Hey, you know I'm a Team Adidas for life. It would have been nice to have.
Buddy, I'm wearing these are Adidas right now. Well, a nice fleece number I got on.
How about those, eh?
They're cozy.
Absolutely. They look great.
On sale at Sports Check.
Thing one.
0-3.
Speaking of sales, sell the fucking team.
Something.
Sell the players. Nah, it's okay.
Get James Harden over here.
It's still early. I guess.
Yeah, it's still early. Very frustrating because they're in all these games. And then I don't want to go all, whistleblower here, but tonight against the 76ers, the free throws were 32 to 14 in favor of the Sixers. I don't know. You know, it's a couple. Nick Nurse, after the Spurs game, just
furious,
losing his goddamn mind.
Screaming, mask off, blowing the droplets right into everyone's face.
Spreading the COVID, which I feel like you should at this point when you're 0-3.
Kill everybody, yeah.
Spice it up a little bit. That said, it's clearly not a refereeing issue. I mean, that's a factor, but they're 0-3.
Can't blame the refs on that.
No.
We're not blaming the refs here.
No, absolutely not. Norman Powell hasn't had a great start to the season.
Does Norman know what's going on in basketball?
He's been missing shots so bad. He has his own sound now. Like, it's like when it hits the rim, it's like a ka-conk. Yeah. You know? It's like not even a...
And dude, I have noticed that because there's no fans, the rims are loud as hell.
Very
so when
loud.
You're bricking shots, we hear them.
I mean, they were in the Spurs. They were in all three games.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the wheels kind of fall off at the end. It's just very frustrating. Haven't been in this position in a while. Tank for Wiggins, I think.
Yeah, we're back here. This is how we started this podcast.
Please.
Don't want Wiggins on the team at all. But couldn't be much worse. You know what I mean?
This is very frustrating. And then the game against the Sixers, they were up the entire game until Philadelphia ended on a 16-4 run or something.
Essentially, Kyle Lowry has to play every single minute of every single game in order for us to to have a shot.
And so many guys, Siakam in particular, and they're just missing bunnies. Like, they're missing layups, and you're just like, God damn it. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Well,
that's not going to go all season.
Okay,
obviously.
This is what I'll say about this.
Okay.
Because it's early, it's only three games.
Yeah.
We do have a new assistant coach.
Yes.
Guys, we're seeing the difference between Ibaka and Gasol and Baines and Alex Len. There's a there's a huge drop off in basketball IQ and basketball talent, to be honest.
It's interesting too, because the first half I thought Len did great, and then came over here to your place and watching, and I said, man, I like Len. He looks good, and he went proceeded to like kick the ball around for the second half.
Yeah, I don't. I am not an Alex Len fan at this moment.
Also, we should preface, we're recording this right after the Philadelphia game, so it's a bit fresh.
Like, yeah, we're emotional, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, you know, tomorrow.
This is going to all sound insane, I'm sure, tomorrow.
Listen.
When we trade for James Harden and everything is fine. We have a lot of work to do. That's what's
quite
scary about it. Like,
quite a bit.
And I don't know how to fix it. How do you fix this?
Man.
Like, the defense is not good. At least we could hang our hat on.
What? Hey, listen, the one bright spot has been Chris Boucher, speaking of defense.
Buddy, there's actually two bright spots.
Okay.
Stanley Johnson.
Stanley Johnson.
Good God, who was that, man?
Why was that guy not closing the game against the Sixers? He was on goddamn fire.
He's playing great, man.
Also, I was thinking if there's anyone out there that we know that sounds like Shaquille O'Neal. Because you know how he always does the barbecue chicken?
Yeah.
If we could get like a Saint Hubert chicken, you know, every time.
Yeah. Boucher
has a highlight, which have been quite a few this season, I got to say.
I think we got to tweet more. I don't know how well Matt Devlin and Jack Noah Saint Hubert.
You're right.
Because when did that leave Toronto? It was here, man, when I was a kid.
Like, yeah, when we were like really young.
Yeah, but it's not.
It kind of went. It took a run at Swiss Chalet. It was like, yeah, we're here. And KFC, actually. More KFC at the time, actually, than Swiss Chalet. It was like, they tried. They went for it.
That bird is not taking down the
it's
kernel.
It's not good, though. It's not good chicken. That's the problem. That is the problem.
Shitty product.
It is. It really, truly is.
You're not gonna hang in the market.
But again, it's tied to one of my favorite Toronto Raptors right now. So, you know, we talked about this last week. We will go to Saint-Hubert if it turns out that Chris Boucher becomes the player we think he will.
Yeah.
You know? And he's on goddamn pace right now.
Hey, I bought my girlfriend a Chris Boucher jersey for Christmas.
Yeah?
She got it.
Wow. What version?
The white one. The new one. The new whites. The new fire. Whites.
I like the whites are really good. I like those a lot.
I like them.
The red ones are okay.
It's a weird red. Do you not find?
And the red and the black, I don't know, something fucked up about it. Because they wore the reds in game one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I guess okay. You know, I don't know. And then the whites for game two, I was like, holy shit, these are good. Like, the whites are
clean, nice.
Yes,
yeah.
Very clean.
Little candy caney, but they're, yeah, she's got a Chris Boucher one. And
that's dope. Wow.
Big fan. Hope he plays good, man. Needs to re-sign, needs to get some money, needs to stay on the team. Otherwise, that was a one-year purchase. and I do not like that.
No, it's got ties though. He's Canadian, so
yeah,
he's got
it's
that
a good
element,
to have.
Right? No, it's a good.
It's a lifer. You keep that in the
for sure.
You can, in the closet.
You can always wear a Boucher jersey. No one's going to disrespect you.
Yeah, wear that with pride. Unless
absolutely,
he completely fucking shits the bed on us and ruins a game in the playoffs or something.
Aaron Baines, he kind of sucks. I don't know. Like he's fine. He's a big dude.
I said, we're going to shit on him today.
This is just post,
but they're
going 0-3, so we're not in a good mood.
We're not in a good mood, no. I'm having a seltzer.
It's all going to be fine. They're going to finish fifth in the East. Things are going to work out, but this is a shitty start.
They always do.
Always.
Not always, but no. You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
We're a championship franchise now. Shit's going to work out.
It's going to... I have faith in the coaching staff. I have faith in Kyle Lowry. Definitely have faith in Masai Ujiri. Masai Ujiri's not going to take this shit. He's going to be like, dude, we're pulling the trigger quick. If
I brought in two white guys for this shit?
Yeah, exactly. But Aaron Baines, he shoots like, when he shoots the three, it is exactly like when, like growing up in the suburbs, playing basketball in your driveway, you know? And then in the summertime, you'd be playing with your neighbors and stuff. And every once, like once or twice a summer, the dads would show up and start playing, you know? And there's always a dad that was like not an athlete, you know, like he was in finance or he was like an accountant but he was someone's dad. So then he shoots that dad like Aaron Baines, and Aaron Baines shoots like that dad, you know, like the weird wrist thing is like out. And then like, he's like leaning forward, like almost like a unicorn. And then just,
yeah. And you're just like, you're doing something weird. Why are your feet sideways?
Yeah, he doesn't look like a professional athlete.
No, he doesn't look like he's a professional basketball player.
At all.
It's really weird when he shoots.
Anyway, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he drained one that didn't count today. Let's go.
Yeah, and you know what? Things are gonna turn around. It's fine. It just sucks to be 0-3. Just sucks.
Yeah, it's just been so long,
and especially to lose to teams that
we fucking hate.
That suck. Like, not suck, but San Antonio should not be better than the Toronto Raptors as much. Shout out to DeMar DeRozan, though, man. God, I love that man. Boy, he looked awesome in that game.
Yeah, shout out to DeMar, man. I miss that dude.
I miss him a lot, actually. And driving over here, I had it was like the Heat-Bucks game.
Heat-Bucks,
yeah. Serious. I was listening, and someone in the background was yelling at the shot clock, and I had a flashback to, remember when...
His girl, yeah. He used to shout that out.
Made me emotional. I was just like, oh, like, really, really hit me in the heartstrings.
Yeah, you know? No, I know.
Same with that picture that came out on opening day of DeRozan hugging JV.
Mm-hmm.
That legit, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, like, it gave me pause. Like,
it's crazy what losing will do to you emotionally. Like, it's
really,
because when we got Kawhi, I couldn't give a fuck about DeMar at all.
I am broken, is what. Yeah, we're 0-3 has broken me. That's what it took,
dude. The 0-3 and Raptors Twitter is showing us how fragile we are as a fan base. That's what's happening.
Well, but I mean, in the same time, our city's shut down. We're in a global pandemic.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on right now.
We're all on edge, guys.
Weren't ready for 0-3.
Gave us the vaccine.
Thing two.
As we watch the second half, three games into the season now, gotta say, man, the bubble was truly amazing.
Yeah.
Really was. Because watching these games on the team's home court, it's kind of fucked up. Like,
we're not doing fans. Get the screens back, man. Get the screens back. It just feels tighter and feels
it doesn't
like you're in the game
real.
A lot more. Yeah,
and the bubble was such a great thing. Not saying, you know, obviously they're not going to go back to the bubble, but like you said, get the screen something.
I mean, to be fair, with everyone's safety, they should have gone back to the bubble. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like that. Really, it's what they should have done. We're you know, the vaccine's here and we're pushing shit and trying to get fans back in. But it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
It's very strange. And it seems, I don't know, might be overthinking this, but it almost seems like it's affecting the players. Because you see games like the Mavericks destroying the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these games. And then earlier tonight, I don't know how the
game... You think Billy Crystal was going to save the Clippers?
Something. He might have. He could have. But it's something like... like coming over here and the Bucks were up like 30 on the Heat. It just seems like it's weird. The whole thing is odd.
The fact that we're 0-3, like,
yeah, it's fucking basketball sucks.
We don't have a home court advantage. That it sucks for the Raptors especially, because at least, you know, these guys are in their building. At least when we go home, we're in fucking Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
with like 13 fucking people.
Who gives a shit? We're 0-3.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. This is like the beginning. This is like 8 years ago, this podcast.
Thing three.
Okay, some positives.
Here we go.
We need some positives.
Let's go.
Listen, this franchise has come a long way. Okay, from Primo Pasta to what does BMO know about basketball? We've got Snoop Dogg in SodaStream on the regular now.
Fantastic.
And do you guys have a SodaStream?
I don't. My parents do. Yeah, we don't have one.
Oh, man, you got to get in that world.
I know.
Big time.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. If it doesn't have alcohol in it, I don't really like sparkling water. Like, I won't. Like, I just have a plain water, man. San Pellegrino?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that. Just give me a water.
You don't like club soda?
What? No?
What? Dude.
How do you just like club soda? That's to take out grass stains out of your jeans, bro.
It's delicious, but also, it's twofold because you...
It's not delicious.
When you... run out of beer,
yeah,
you can drink soda water
with,
and it works.
Vodka inside?
Oh god, yeah. I mean, if you have vodka, it's game on. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like the other night, I think it was Christmas actually, I was drinking alone till 5 in the morning playing 2K PGA.
Buddy, I was drinking alone as well late into the night,
and I ran out of beer, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, son of a bitch. But if you drink the soda stream,
mimics the carbonation.
It's okay.
Like, you're not getting drunk. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's all right. And
it's a placebo.
Yeah, for sure. So you can do Soda Stream and weed, and it's not, you're not pissed.
Right.
You're not mad.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
and I'll also continue. support your goddamn franchise, buddy. They're supporting, you know. This is why we're all three.
I fucking buy Coors Light all the time, Barry.
Okay.
MGD is in my fridge.
All right. Well, there you go. That's a start. But SodaStream and Snoop Dogg, much better than BMO.
Yeah, what man. And there's
BMO
a,
and
like
Primo
a
Primo and...
We've had some shitty fucking ads over
yeah,
the time.
But not anymore. We're big time now.
We got Snoop, baby.
Now, you were explaining this to me, because I don't... What the hell is Mary Brown's chicken?
Mary Brown's is a fantastic chicken.
It looks
chain.
Unbelievable. It looks delicious.
Slept on, man. It's slept on. The Big Mary is one of the best chicken sandwiches on the market.
It's coming out of nowhere, though. I've never seen... It's like they've... maybe they do now. They didn't have them in Hamilton when I was growing up. I haven't seen any downtown
I hadn't
Toronto.
Seen one downtown Toronto, but there's one... like Midland and Eglinton or something. There's one in Scarborough, man. It's good. It's in the corner.
What you said they're big in PEI?
They are huge in PEI. If you're listening to this podcast and you're from PEI, please tweet us and tell us how Mondays are a thing. It's Mondays or Wednesdays. I think it's Big Mary Mondays,
okay.
Where their big sandwich is for cheap, and that's what you do, bro.
It looks really good, I gotta
say. The pickle's on top of the bread.
That's a good.
They give you the pickle on top.
I'm in.
Because you know I'm chucking that shit out, because what are you putting pickles on a chicken sandwich for? But
oh, are you kidding me? That's a huge move.
Not a pickle person.
Jesus Christ.
Not a pickle person, not an olive person, not a tonic club soda water person.
Just shut it down from now. Now we're 0-4 based on all that stuff. I'm in on Mary Brown's. It just literally by looking at it, like I would like to go seek one out.
Dude, I wonder if we can get in on Uber Eats. It's a nice hour and a half drive from Scarborough up here. It's cold ass chicken. Let me ask you. Speaking of chicken, have you had the new Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Still haven't had it.
Fucking
snap. I know. Yeah, I know. It's insane. And I don't know why. I have no excuse, really.
It's really good, man.
Yeah, I believe it. Popeye's is incredible. Have you had Chick-fil-A yet?
I've
been in the city.
I have not.
I haven't had it here in Toronto.
Just because of the optics. I want to get and not tell anybody.
It's terrible. Yeah, the optics are terrible. The food is incredible.
Yeah, I know it's good.
I had it when I was in visiting friends in Miami. And they're like, my buddy and his family, they're kind of well off. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. they're like, and he's like, dude, we're going to take you out to dinner. It's going to be the best dinner you ever had. And I was like, let's fucking go.
Put your suit on.
Bro, we went to Chick-fil-A and they're like, are you ready for this?
You got your hard bottoms on?
I wasn't disappointed though. That's the thing. I was like, yeah, I absolutely had the hard bottom. But I wasn't disappointed. I was like, yeah, you're right. And it's incredible. But
yeah,
the optics.
So
but it is so good that you almost look past the optics. But
you just got to donate to an LGBT
yeah.
charity after you eat a sandwich or something.
It is crazy too how the one at Yonge and Bloor is literally like a block away from the Village in Toronto. Anyway.
That's too deep for three games into the year.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. But again, this can all be solved by finding a Mary Brown's.
Scarborough, man. Hit okay. up Eglinton. Drive east, bro.
Before our next podcast next week, we'll lock down some Mary Brown's.
Hell yeah.
Chicken. We'll figure out a way to make it happen.
That's a New Year's resolution I can get behind.
But it's just...
Mary Brown chicken.
You know, it's nice to not be... annoyed and embarrassed by the
commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Snoop Dogg talking to a turtle now. All right.
Dude, he's saving the planet. So
yeah.
Stream.
It's awesome.
Thing four. Four for the thing. Thing four.
I know you're a streamer. I still have cable because it's in my building. Because
you're a grown man with a job, Barry.
Well, I'd probably cancel the cable if it wasn't automatically included in my building. But so during the halftime of the second game, Sportsnet has this cool little series they did where it's like kind of like just these different Toronto or Canadian, I guess, not Toronto, Canadian celebrities hanging out. And
yes,
they,
I did see this.
Yeah. So
Jamal Murray and his dad is on the couch for some reason. What's his dad doing there?
He's beating the shit out of him. If he gives the wrong answer. That's what he's
you
doing.
You better fucking bring me there. Yeah. He's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, but so it's great because, you know, Jamal Murray's there, Julie Black's there, Max from the Arkells.
Mm-hmm. Great ball player, by the way.
He is very good. He lit us up. That was the Raptors Republic
tournament.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Lit us up.
He's good. Anyway, it was great. It's a really cool series. But the one thing I thought that was that surprised me was they asked Nick Nurse, would you rather win a gold medal or an NBA championship? He said gold medal at the Olympics. At first, the cynic in me was like, dude, it's a bit too much pandering. That's a bit too much on the nose.
Yeah, you know? it's too aggressive.
Because he is, you know, obviously hammering home the Canadian aspect and hitting those fans. But then, you know, I was like, don't be so cynical, Barry. Maybe he really wants to win a gold medal because he clearly coached a lot in Europe, mm-hmm. you know, so that's a thing. And the Olympics are only every 4 years, mm-hmm. right?
And he knows because he's coaching Canada, he'll be, you know, he'll never be favored to win it.
Yeah. And Jamal Murray's sitting beside him on the couch.
And his scary fucking dad.
So, but my question is, is there any world where an Olympic gold medal for Canada would be as close to the Raptors winning a championship for you as a fan, you know?
No. No, I'm not like, this might sound weird and come out weird, but I'm not very like patriotic.
Okay.
I love that I'm Canadian. I love living in Canada.
Sure. Yeah.
But I would be so much more successful if I was born in the United States of America. If I had the exact same career in America as I do in Canada, I'd fucking be rich, dude.
Right. So you haven't been getting up and screaming at the TV for this year's edition of the World Juniors, is what you're saying?
No.
As didn't. TSN would have us.
No, I don't. That's not a tradition that I... I beat that out of my dad, dude. Like, my dad's a white Canadian that grew up playing hockey.
Yes.
And he fucked up. He had two kids, so he couldn't afford to put us in hockey. So we were out basketball and soccer. So my dad is eventually, like, it's no longer my dad's tradition anymore. So,
right.
My dad's a basketball fan now because his kids are basketball fans.
That's good.
So.
Well, it worked out.
It all, let's go get that gold medal, baby.
Yeah. I don't think it compares to the Raptors winning. Like, I think for sure was more enjoyable. But it would be pretty badass for Canada to win a gold medal. Only because Canada, like, it wouldn't be so... like, there's enough good players now that it should be attainable.
Well, I feel like that's it. It would feel more of a... like more David Goliath than the Raptors winning a championship. We had fucking Kawhi Leonard.
Right. Yeah. And America's going to have American. And
they're going to have Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Like, exactly. As their fourth option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is like a.
But it is kind of a thing where it's like, it would be cool to see Canadian basketball get put on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of hasn't really. Like, yeah, there's the second, like, besides Americans, most players in the league kind of thing. That's awesome, but like, I don't know, those guys don't usually show up or qualify for the Olympics kind of thing. Like, the year Nash almost did it when it was, whatever it was, like Sydney or something, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was close, man. Like, I was like, holy shit, Steve Nash is literally going to take us to the gold medal game against America. Like, it was insane, but then nothing's come close.
Yeah,
since.
No, it would be... yeah, that would be more incredible. I
would
guess,
also
yeah.
like it also because I think there's, I mean, we've talked about this enough, but there's also, and I don't think, the thing is, I don't think we're the minority by any means. It would just be nice for Canada to become more of a basketball country than just so much hockey, you know, because mm-hmm. I really don't think hockey is as popular as it was for like our dads.
It's not. It there's no way it is.
But no one in, well, like the media's, like Sportsnet and TSN, it feels like they're just catching on to that now still, right? But it's still lagging.
Like they're always years behind, though. Like, we know
this is true. But it's just, if they could win a gold medal and you could be like, oh, it is a real thing. Like,
and you know what I would love to know? What do you think brings more revenue to a TSN or a Sportsnet? Hockey or basketball?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, measuring TV ratings is so fucked up and archaic that they can't
accurately do it.
Yeah, you can't. So it's like that. I mean, that's the issue. Streaming is changing that, which is good.
And the NBA is behind big time on this shit, man. Like, for as progressive as a league it is, like, you were very archaic and in like my two the two main streams I used to watch basketball last year are both shut down.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like they're gone. Like NBAStreams.xyz is gone and CrackStreams is dead. So they're it feels like they're cracking down on.
I mean, I think that's just a lot of that too is the NBA wants to protect their big money contracts, right? Like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, whenever those expire, though, they should be going to like a YouTube or like a Hulu and being like, "Yo, ante up, and we'll give you guys the, you know."
Okay, this is a good discussion because you'll know more than anyone I've talked to about this shit. Well, more. So I think I talked to Zarar about it, and Zarar didn't know. But it's So right now our options are League Pass. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a Toronto Raptors fan and you want to watch Toronto Raptors games, League Pass is not even an option.
No,
you cannot get League Pass.
Yeah.
So your options are actually my dad did this. My dad, one of my Christmas presents was every time I go there, I'm not talking to my family. It's basketball on for
oh, nice.
There's five fucking games on. So my dad
That's all right.
My dad had gotten out of it and was streaming, but it's unreliable.
Yes.
So he banged out Sportsnet and the TSN packages. So we can watch any Raptors game now if I go to my father's house.
What a dad.
Or my parents' house.
What a dad.
What a fucking guy. He told me it cost him about $67 a month. Because you got to buy whatever the base package is
exactly.
And then add on the two.
Yeah, you don't have as much freedom as they would like.
I'm not paying $70 a month, man. For
it's too much.
For both those.
For
like,
sure too much.
And like I would do it for an app that gave me only NBA games. I'd pay $60 a month if I could watch every fucking basketball game that was on every night.
For sure, yeah.
But I'm not doing it for just Raptors games. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's reasonable for sure.
Like if I get access to ball, I'm a basketball fan. I'll watch fucking any game that's on.
You get access to the NBA.
I would watch it. I would
exactly.
pay that money.
Yes.
I'd pay $60.
For sure.
To watch every game.
I mean, I think that's the way it's probably got to go, though.
But why, like, what is taking so long? Is it because your Sportsnet is on their own to get ads, and their revenue is their own, and TSN's revenue is their own, so you can't split that, you can't take that from them. Otherwise, they crumble, and they'll never show a basketball game again. How does, like, local TV work? If they, like, in my brain, The NBA should have League Pass, but like a super League Pass. Like, hey man, you're an NBA fan, pay this for the year, like a Netflix, and you get everything.
Yeah.
Is that not the way we're
it's probably the
going
way
to, towards?
Yeah, I think so for sure. But right now the cables, like the TNT and ABC ESPN, they're paying guaranteed money.
Right.
So it's like they're gonna take that money and they'll be like, yo,
of course,
billions of dollars we're in. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're like, we'll take that money and then fuck everything else kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when those contracts come up, someone like a Hulu or a YouTube or an app development or maybe the NBA thinks ahead and develops their own shit.
Which they should.
And then they could do exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then generate that revenue. Like, how many millions of NBA fans are there around the fucking planet,
dude? My whole thing is like they're saying ratings are going down. I'm like, because no one fucking watches on a way you can.
No, exactly.
You can get these metrics.
It's not accessible the way other things are.
No,
and it's but that's just that these contracts they're in now. Once these contracts are done, I'm sure they will, because they're such a progressive league and clearly good business people. They're for sure going to be looking at those, whatever's going to make them the most money. They're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And cable TV is giving them guaranteed money, because cable TV is not going to exist as soon as sports are readily available online. Like,
right.
It's over. Like, sports is the only thing that cable TV has left.
Keep
period.
Holding it on, yeah.
Because why would you ever have cable for anything other than sports? No one would, in their right mind would ever.
Right, because let's say you're a big, you want to watch the Big Bang Theory. Well, like, you know, there's, for whatever fucking psycho reason, they have that, you can get the full.
You can get anything.
You get a Crave or you get a whatever CTV's on.
Yeah, exactly.
And you watch the whole season at your leisure.
It's the last thing keeping cable alive is sports. And
wow.
Cable is so desperate that they'll overpay. So,
just to keep
So they're going to, obviously the NBA is going to be like, yo, you want to stay alive, you need us. Mm-hmm. Give us billions of dollars, or we'll go online, and cable's fucking done, which it will be as soon as sports goes online, basically.
Yeah.
And then that's just, it's just money. Like, as soon as an online service, or they develop their own subscription-based online service.
Which they should. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, they will, for sure. They,
that's like, and then makes too much sell sense. Advertisements on that.
Yeah, it's just way more money. But right now, they can get guaranteed upfront cash from cable, because cable's desperate.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look at, like, because no matter what, all 30 teams have to vote on whatever's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why would teams vote against this?
Against?
Because, so let's say against, what's the word I'm looking for? Jesus Christ. Consolidating
like,
all the games into one app.
Right. And then selling subscriptions to that app.
Yeah.
You mean like to fans?
Yeah. Or and ads and whatever you want. Yeah, yeah. So all
revenue
is in this one
app. Then you control
app.
The ad revenue too. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Right.
Which makes sense to me. But so like,
I would say it's not as lucrative as straight cash from cable right now. But as soon as cable's like on its last legs.
Yeah.
So it's like this, like the buying pro sports is again, like that's their Hail Mary. Like that's the only thing they have left. So then So the NBA can milk that and be like, you're going to pay us like an insane amount of money for this shit. Whereas eventually it'll get to the point where cable won't be able to afford what the NBA could make by streaming it on their own, I would think. So then it'll happen. But it's just kind of like in the NBA's mind, I'm sure they're just like, what's the rush? We can milk these fucks for all this money.
Maybe it's not that. It's just like we have this contract till X amount of years. So we're fucking raking in money.
Yeah.
And that all, like, I might be wrong on this, but I think all that had to get reworked when the shutdown happened, because you lost games.
Yeah, well, so that was the whole reason of the bubble, right, was to keep
the money
the
in
TV
one place.
Revenue.
Yeah,
so you could have that revenue, because otherwise the NBA or the broadcast would be like, why give us our fucking money back? We can't broadcast it.
Because, you know? Like, if you have a Disney Plus subscription, you should fucking get ESPN. Like,
exactly.
It's the same
company.
Which
I'm sure that's the way it's going, right? But it's like, yeah. That'll, I'm sure, be negotiated in the next round of contracts.
I'm trying to look at, like it's almost like a, like, I think it's called Dazin, whatever the last fight, the Mike Tyson shit was on.
Right.
It was on it wasn't on pay-per-view. It was on.
Yeah, no,
an app.
I didn't actually get it, but I remember seeing it was like on like Amazon and all that stuff. Like it was up.
Yeah, it's like a independent like app that's doing. I guess they're trying to get into fights and shit.
Right.
So they have their own thing, and I guess like that's what the NBA should do. So
yeah,
this is our product,
100%, and you can 100%. Be your own broadcaster.
You can license
Take all,
it.
Yeah, you can license. Then you can get, like you said, subscription fees. You get all the ad revenue. You get everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can also choose your own broad. Like, listen, Hubie Brown, I love him to death, but that dude was legit dying of COVID on air on.
Really?
He sounded so bad, dude.
I love Hubie Brown.
Me too, man.
Oh, that's too bad.
it was heartbreaking. I'm like, you got to hang it up, baby. This is rough.
That's too bad. Yeah, no, I'm sure it'll go that way eventually, within 10 years, I would bet. But until then, they're just going to keep taking this money from cable, because
how can
cable
you not?
Needs them. Cable is over. If
how
they
can
don't
you not
sports,
take that money, especially if you're losing all this money and ticket sales? And
Think five.
And this is actually kind of related, interestingly. Friend of the podcast messaged me last week to talk about GoDaddy. Andrew Iveme.
Shout out to Andrew Iveme, man. He's got like a nerd podcast. He's got superheroes. It's huge podcast.
It's like a million times bigger than ours, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's a million times bigger than any fucking Raptors-related podcast.
But he's a great dude, and he's a great comedian, too.
Funny.
He's,
I love that dude, man.
Great man. So he messaged, and he's like, heard you guys talking about the GoDaddy curse. He was talking to a friend of his that was worked in advertising. And the firm that his friend was working with was representing GoDaddy. And he was talking to Andrew about how they were looking for the next GoDaddy guy from the Raptors.
Holy shit.
And they thought, and he's like, I think we're going to go with Fred VanVleet.
Oh, God.
And Andrew, our buddy, said to him, please don't do that to Fred. And his friend from the ad agency said, what are you talking about?
He had no idea.
And he goes, the GoDaddy curse, man. Don't do that to Fred. And the guy's like, I don't. He's like, what do you mean the GoDaddy curse? And so Andrew explains it to him. He's just like, dude, like, have you go on the internet, like, look up the GoDaddy curse. So his friend who worked at this ad firm the next day went in, told his fellow colleagues about this. They told GoDaddy about it. The advertising agency and GoDaddy had no fucking clue.
Wow.
And then they shifted and went and got Muggsy Bogues. Mm-hmm.
And Muggsy tore his ACL off season. No, he did not. He did not. He's fine.
But
he's doing fine.
And so I'll preface this. Andrew Ivamy is a comedian. He's a friend of ours. He is a comedian, but he's a normal dude. A lot of comedians are psychopaths.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew's not.
I 100% believe this story.
Yes, Andrew wouldn't lie to us about this.
No, he's not. He's just not that guy. And he's a very normal, level-headed human being. Mm-hmm. So I 100% believe this. It just blows my fucking mind. How can you be an advertising firm and or GoDaddy and not know about the GoDaddy curse 3 years in? What are we doing here? Well, you're an advertising agency.
Barry.
It's literally your job is to be in touch with the public. That's literally
now
your job.
Now I'm getting mad here. Now
they didn't have a clue.
I'm getting worked up. I'm getting up. The seltzer's getting to me.
Second of all, GoDaddy. You're a fucking internet company.
You're on the internet.
Go on the internet.
Yeah.
Go on the goddamn internet. Yeah. How do you not know about this shit?
Blew
my mind.
It's like a lot of things when people like pretend. It happens a lot on Raptors Twitter. Happens a lot, man. A lot of people pretend like they. A lot of people don't watch these fucking games, Barry.
Yeah, no, you're right. Which is hilarious.
A lot of people are commenting on our team.
Yeah.
And don't watch the fucking games.
There's a lot of trash in Raptors Twitter. Let's just be honest.
You watch one quarter and now we're going off and that was a thing on Twitter.
There's a lot of great people on Raptors Twitter. There's a lot of great people. But there's also a lot of trash.
Just because people are popular doesn't mean that they know what the fuck
they're talking about. They don't watch the games.
They do not. I've literally done a podcast with other people that are in this media. I'm not going to say any names, but if you fucking do your research, you can go back
and figure it out. Connect the dots.
And I was there, and they did not watch the game.
Didn't watch the game.
I was there. They're eating pizza. They did not watch the game. They also streamed the fucking game, like me, like a loser. One of the biggest companies in Canada streamed the game.
And
they did not watch it. And then did an hour podcast about the game they were supposed to watch.
That they didn't watch. Exactly.
And I got in trouble in that podcast because I said some shit too early in the podcast.
Yeah, there's just a lot of garbage on the internet, of course. But Raptors Twitter, agree with everything you're saying right there. There's so many Raptors Twitter pundits that don't watch the games.
Dude,
they don't watch the games.
We've never claimed to be experts.
God, no. Not even close.
We're not here to say, we're not giving you X and O's. We're fans. That watch the game
we
and
watch
give you
the
our, and also fucking comedians. By the way, I don't take anything we say seriously. I'm a goddamn comedian.
Yeah,
but
we watch the games.
That's one thing, Barry. I've watched every fucking game.
You watch the games the morning after.
I watch. Yes,
yeah,
if I miss
shit.
It, if I got
That's
a show,
level.
I watch the fucking game the next day.
I'll watch like if I miss the game, I'll watch like the Raptors in 30 or something.
Yeah,
you know
you're still watching that. They don't watch
exactly.
That.
No, unreal. And it's rare that either of us miss a game. Like,
dude, if I miss one, you're going to get it. I'll watch it after.
Unfucking believable. But then the GoDaddy thing is it just blows my goddamn mind. And as someone who has worked in a corporate environment, it is just so like it is so indicative of the corporate world where it's just like it's people who are so completely out of touch, but they just have these high roles and positions, and they're just making decisions just based on the fact that they're like, yeah, but that's my job title, man. I'll make the call. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not.
Don't know anything.
You're not on the internet. Like, how do you not know about the GoDaddy curse?
That's your fucking child.
Until last season.
Yeah.
They didn't. How do you not know? How do you not fucking. And if you're an ad company, don't you go on Twitter or social media and look to see if anyone's talking about your campaign?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even go to look. Unbelievable. Blew my mind. Blew my goddamn mind.
It's
shout out to Andrew Ivamy for dropping this bomb.
Yeah, thanks,
way.
Man. You got us all fucking worked up.
And also, keeping him and his buddy clear. His buddy no longer works at that ad agency.
He got fucking fired, son.
So we're not fucking burning any bridges for anybody. But it blew my goddamn mind that an ad agency one and then GoDaddy 2, that's an internet company, had no idea about the GoDaddy curse.
Okay, so we both, like, we have, our listeners aren't going to, like, we've been in entertainment, the Canadian entertainment industry. I've been in for 15 years.
That's the funniest joke of all.
And I've seen, no one fucking knows what they're doing. Remember when you're a kid and you thought adults knew what the fuck's going on, then you became an adult and you're like, oh, no one.
Yeah, yeah.
No one knows anything.
Yeah, I used to have a joke about that where I was like, I thought smart people would be in charge of shit.
And they're not.
At all.
No.
Not at all. Look at our premier to start.
Yeah, well, Jesus
anyway,
Christ.
It trickles down. But sorry, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so imagine, that's perfect, dude. Look at politics. The fucking, you don't think that same structure is involved in your media company or?
Oh, it's.
This is why we keep saying fucking re-sign Masai, goddammit.
No, exactly. And that's the thing, though, is like, if they fuck that up, it will be because some shitheads on the board at Rogers and Bell will be like, you know, we did some forecasting and we can get these numbers up without Masai.
Exactly.
We don't need that. We can cut his salary and then say, and he can go do this. And then it's like, it ain't going to fucking work, man.
It's not how
it never works.
Not how
and
the shit works,
work.
Dude.
It's just some eye-opening shit and
depressing.
Yeah. We're all talking apes is what it comes down to. We're 0-3 for fuck's sakes.
For God's sake. We lost to the 76ers.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing 7? Not yet. No. Only 6.
Well, calm down now.
Yeah.
Look at our Twitter questions and
get
go
another over. Seltzer in me.
We'll go around the league.
Wait. We go around the league?
Calm down. We put out on Twitter that we were recording a podcast and
like the Raptors, did not come through.
Didn't go well. We've only got a couple questions here, so let's.
Good ones, though. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Shout out to the people who did hit us up. Marcelino Do Recefi. Sorry, Marcelino.
Longtime fan too. Shout out to you, Marcelino.
Yeah. He says, are you guys having fun with our bench being used? I know I am with Johnson and Len's minutes.
I mean, I would like to see more Malachi Flynn minutes.
Has he played it? I don't think he's played at all.
No.
I haven't seen it? I don't.
Nicky Nurse is keeping a short leash.
I will say, though, that like you mentioned last podcast, Matt Thomas is getting, he didn't actually in Philadelphia as much as the other two games, but he's for sure getting implemented. And I thought it was going great. I don't know why he wasn't in the Sixers game more. But
rolling the dice, man, figuring out Chris Finch is getting the offense together. Hopefully, who knows? Big Stanley Johnson, man. So. Yeah. And they were great.
Hey,
they
looked good, man.
They were
he looked good. I was okay with it.
Not what I expected. So shout out to Stanley.
Wolfhands, I think is his Twitter. I don't know what it says. Anyway, his question, do you have casual rooting interests for any non-Raptors team and who? Despite the first game of the season, I kind of like the Pelicans, got to be honest.
I'm not mad at that.
I really like Brandon Ingram. I love Stan Van.
Lonzo's fighting to be the best ball in the family.
Listen,
what do you mean?
Man. I'm all right with it, but yeah, I would say the Pelicans. I would say is a team I'll root for if we go 0-10. You know, I'll say it's gonna be talking Pelicans.
It only counts if the Raptors are out, right? Like that's
for sure. Yeah, and yeah. They're in the West. You know, whatever.
Pelicans.
I'm okay. Do you have a
Dallas Mavericks, baby? Let's go.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Let's go, buddy, Dallas Mavericks.
They absolutely destroyed the Los Angeles Clippers, which is.
And what's crazy is when we were down by 30, I think, at half, I was at that game and we came back and won it.
Yeah, that's right. I remember we were supposed to do a podcast that day after that game. And
had a couple seltzers that day, too.
You were getting blackout with your brother,
With my brother, yeah.
Because they were down. So, but that was one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life. You were there. That's great.
I was there, and that was a makeup game I was supposed to take my brother to some other game that was amazing earlier in the season. He couldn't make it. So I was like, here's. Fucking Dallas smashing the shit out of us, and then we came back, and it was the greatest. The sad drinking turned into happy drinking, you know? That's always good when that happens.
Celebratory.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mavericks and Pelicans. David F., if we lose, which they did.
We did.
And the Pacers beat the Celtics, Don't know. I'm not going to look that up right now. Why did Nate Bjorken steal all our winning and take it to Indiana? Well, I mean,
because he's got a beautiful cue ball head and all the magic's in his bald head. That's why.
Sounds good to me.
What the fuck are we going to do? Took our magic bald head away. We got to give Jamal fucking McGlure some minutes here at center. We're in trouble.
Is he on the bench? I haven't seen
him yet
this year.
Big cat's there.
Cool.
Got his bottomless cup. He's screaming at the...
He's Scarborough, is he not?
You're damn right he is, son. Okay, yeah. My brother sold him a fridge.
Yeah, that's right. I remember...
And he was pissed.
And he said, your brother said he had the Jamal McGlure, the biggest hands he's ever seen on a human being.
Yeah, picked up the whole fucking fridge.
Just palmed it.
One hand.
Can you palm a basketball? I palm a fridge.
Yeah.
Right on. And finally, ITM Tennis Academies. Should the Raptors pluck Bargnani out of DJing clubs in Italy to fill our center position? You know what? Maybe.
No. No. I wouldn't even let Bargnani come back and fill in for four corners, to be honest, as a DJ.
Could you imagine?
First of all, how are you 7 foot tall and you're a DJ? That's fucking insane. If I saw you DJing in a club, like this, no. No.
Here's sort of like...
Go get some off a shelf.
I was once DJing at a corporate event. And Bargnani was the celebrity guest at the event. Nothing else to that, really. I just had a
DJ. It's pretty good. Was he dancing? Did you have him?
No, he just
have him grooving.
And this was again, like, I was such a big Bargnani fan. I was like, holy fuck, it's Andre Bargnani. And he just stood at the opposite end of the, I forget where it was. It was like some freaking hall or something. And he just stood at the other end of it. And people came up and. People still liked him at the time, so it was probably his second or third year. And he was, I just remember he was obviously very tall, but he was much skinnier in person than I thought.
Mm-hmm. He looks like an Italian DJ, yeah.
Because he kind of bulked up like third, fourth year, like, you know? And especially when he got to the Knicks, he's a bit fatter.
Well, people were fucking chucking him around, call him a bitch every fucking game. You're going to lift some weights, I think.
But he, that was just a way for me to tie in a DJing and Andre Bargnani story. Right,
well, there. I was supposed to do a comedy show for Rondae Hollis Jefferson, and now he's not on a fucking Corona hit, and now he's not on our team. So there goes that opportunity. Would have been great.
Son of a bitch. And then other stuff around the league. Obviously, Serge Ibaka.
Sleeper cell.
Listen.
Going in there, sleeper cell, knocking out Kawhi.
I'll never be mad, especially after seeing that man's post and then hearing how badly he wanted to come back here.
Yeah, we didn't give him money.
And then, listen, nothing but respect. But then when he goes and just absolutely crumbles.
Decks him.
Kawhi Leonard's face.
Kawhi went down like Nate Robinson, bro. It was fucking legs just collapsed.
It was... No one wants to ever see anyone.
No. He's okay. That's why we can joke about
this. But I'm going to be honest. Especially now that we're 0-3, when I saw it, I was like, "You gonna load manage that, Kawhi? What are you gonna do?
The blood? You don't play basketball with your face, do you, bro? Get out there."
I wasn't mad at it.
I honest to God shouted, "That's what you fucking get!" And then I felt bad because I was like, "That's a lot of blood, bro. Oh my lord, I hope you're okay."
That's fine.
But my first reaction was a vengeance for sure. It was not a.
I was okay with it.
I'm not sitting right with Jesus here on a few days after his birthday. He's not happy with my reaction.
Anything else around the league?
Yeah, last thing before we get out of here, I want to talk about, we got to trade for James Harden. What are we doing here? Let's go. Trade for him. I just want to say that you can say whatever you want about James Harden, okay? But no one can show up at their fucking job smelling like a sex worker and Hennessy and then drop 44 fucking points. The dude gets paid to play basketball. It seems like every time he goes to play basketball, he fucking does a good job at it.
Listen, if we were 3-0, it's a different conversation. We're 0-3. Trade everyone but Kyle Lowry for James Harden. I'm fine with it.
Let's get him.
Let's do it. I'll order a jersey tomorrow if that's going to help anything.
As soon as James Harden gets on this team, I'm buying a jersey. I'm buying one in every color. Buying that shitty purple one, too.
I will say the one thing that I do have faith in is, again, Masai Ujiri, and he's not gonna fuck around. Like, if this team doesn't turn shit around in the next, you know, like 20 games, he's gonna be like, all right, fuck you guys then. He's gonna do something.
What if he didn't like the deal that MLSC gave him, and now he's just breaking the team before he leaves? He's like, you know, when you're fucking my mom. He's, I made you. I can take you away. What if that's Masai Ujiri's attitude now?
Listen, I had nothing but respect for the man. If MLSC is gonna play him like
burn
that,
burn it down, baby.
Yeah, you should absolutely burn it down. Go for it. I'll follow that man till the end of time.
I'm buying a Ujiri jersey.
Even if he leaves and goes to Seattle, I'm becoming a Sonics fan.
Because that's kind of. I don't know if we ever said that on this podcast, dude, about Loiki and the Seattle Storm and them pushing to get an NBA team. If Tim Loiki is in charge of a Seattle team,
yeah,
Masai's probably going there.
Because they're going to give him ownership.
Yeah.
Tim Loiki will be like, dude, here's 20% of the team. Mm-hmm. Run it. Do whatever you want. You can go do whatever you want in the offseason.
And that's what a lot of Raptors fans don't know is – Loiki started this shit.
100%.
Loiki's the reason we got Masai.
100%. Dude, I was at a conference 3 years ago, and Loiki was one of the speakers. And I, like, dude, I was, like, and there were, like, Mark Cuban was there, but then, like, Garth Brooks was there. And it was all, like.
It was a weird panel?
It was Polestar, so it was all about, like, touring events and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coolio was
fantastic.
There. Coolio was there and completely out of place. Like, he was on the panel, and at one point he said, this is a panel, they're talking about, like, $1 million, you know, transactions with live touring and all this shit, and Garth Brooks is, like, just has the most insane tour stories ever. Like,
well, him and his alter ego, Chris Gaines, there. Got two different perspectives.
And Coolio's input, one of the things he inputted on one of his panels was how he thought mumble rap was a result of too many crackhead moms.
He might not be wrong.
And everyone was just like it was just, I was dying laughing because there's just all these, like, fucking bigwig, like, you know,
just
what I mean?
Billionaires.
Just staring with their mouths open. He's like, I mean, he's like, just too many moms smoking crack. That's how you get mumble rap. And he went off about it for like 5 minutes.
Gangsta's Paradise is diamond, son. Tell me something.
What is happening right now, Coolio? But yeah, Tim Loiki was there, and there were times when, like, I was within, like, 5 feet of him, and I was, like, awesome. I wanted to go up and be like,
thank you.
I'm a Toronto sports fan, and, like, I am forever in your debt. Like, you legit changed everything.
Yes.
Everything. Like, you changed everything. And, yeah, it was, he is for sure, like, and he's going to do that in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Masai Ujiri 100% will
Dude,
go.
Dude, the shit that he did in 1 year with the Raptors, unreal. Like, obviously he's going to go fucking...
Everything. He came in. He was here for like a year and a half, and he changed everything. Anyway, shout out to Tim Loiki. Shout out to Masai Ujiri. We're 0-3.
Nowhere to go but up, unless we lose to the Knicks, and then this fucking podcast is over. Burn it down.
Happy holidays, everybody.
I hope you guys had a great holidays. Merry Christmas and all that.
We'll talk to you in the new year.
New year, new team. We need Drake back on. Get Drake out to Tampa, man. Let's go. Come on. Get that ACL on the plane.
Anything.
Got your own plane. Get out there. Give a pep talk.
Yeah.
Lots of season in front of us. Put one leg in front of the other.
Everything's going to work out.
Figure it out.
Let's go, Raptors.